You know, Jesus used to have to walk everywhere he went. He didn't have cars to ride in. He didn't have buses. Oh, good, thanks. Help me out here, will you? We got plenty of these. And see how trusting I am that these are going to be for celebration and not for sword fights? Oh, good. So Jesus was walking all the way to Jerusalem, which is a big city where he wanted to go because it was a really important religious festival. And his disciples were walking with them, and sometimes other people would come to walk along with them for a day or two. They made a long journey to get from Galilee to Jerusalem. And when they got close to the city, Jesus made a special request to two of his disciples. And he said to them, I need you to go into this village here. When you get into the village, you're going to find a colt, which is a young horse that has never been ridden. But this colt is not like a new baby horse. This is a colt that's grown strong, and he's old enough now that he could be ridden. He just never had a rider before. I need you to go into the village and get that horse for me. If anybody asks you, why are you taking that colt? What are you doing? Just explain to them, the master needs it. And so the disciples went into the town, and sure enough, there was a colt tied up to a hitching post, and they said, well, this must be the one. It doesn't have a saddle. It doesn't have a bridle. It looks young and full of pep, like it's never been ridden, but it has a halter and a rope. So they untied it, and they began to lead it out of town to where Jesus was. But sure enough, the owners saw that somebody was taking their horse, and they said, hey, what do you think you're doing? Where are you going? And they explained what Jesus told them to say. They said, the master needs it. So then the owners didn't object anymore after that. So they brought the horse out to Jesus, and they took off their cloaks, which would be like their sweaters and their coats, and they put those cloaks on the horse's back so that there would be a soft place for Jesus to sit. And they helped him climb up onto the horse, and then he was riding. He wasn't walking anymore. He was riding on this horse. And more people came, and they saw him riding along, and they also took off their cloaks, and they laid those in the road. So instead of the horse walking on the dirt road, it was like the horse walking on carpet, because everybody took off their coats and their jackets and laid them in the road to make a special pathway for Jesus. And while Jesus rode along on that young horse, the people began to shout and sing and dance. They were so excited. And the closer he got to Jerusalem, the more people came out of their houses and came from their villages and out of the fields, and they gathered along the side of the road, and they were doing exactly this. They were waving those branches, and they were singing and shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. And you know, there were some people in Jerusalem who didn't like the commotion and the excitement, and they were nervous about Jesus, and they said, we don't like this. Tell your disciples to be quiet. Tell the crowd to be quiet. And Jesus said, if the people were silent, the stones themselves would have to cry out. But the people were not silent. They continued to sing and to shout and to tell the wonderful things that Jesus had done. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. So with our palm branches in our hands, we're going to say a prayer this morning. Dear God, we thank you for this way to celebrate and praise you. We thank you for the way you come riding into our lives to bring us hope and peace with God. Carry us through this Easter week. We're thankful for all your love for us. Amen.